And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, hour number two on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Speaking of Corey Sandin, yes, indeed. People have been asking me, where's Corey been?
Yeah.
Well, you know, because of show season and everything like that, Corey's been busily pouring baits, and we've all been busy, and we've been here. Well, travel season is upon us, and I'm going to Lake El Salto with a group on Tuesday. I'll miss next Saturday. So Corey Sandin will be guest hosting with Rock Cod Rick next Saturday with Jamie Thinnes from Season Sport Fishing.
That's going to be fun.
In the studio here. And then next Sunday, Ricky is the boss at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day at the Docks. So Corey's going to be co-hosting with me live at Day at the Docks next Sunday. And then I'll be gone a couple weeks after that for a couple of weeks. So you're going to hear a lot of Corey Sandin here
for
the next couple of weeks, which we welcome him, and we're very honored and pleased to have Corey as a part of the show.
I just can't imagine. I'm sure Corey is ready. You know, once Day at the Docks is done, that's kind of the last of all the big shows. I'm sure that's got to be a big sigh of, like, I can't believe it. Can you imagine how many baits Corey poured between Fred Hall in Long Beach and Del Mar and Day at the Docks? Like, how many people have been gobbling up MC Swim baits? I mean, they are the best around, and he pours every single one by hand.
By hand.
I cannot imagine how busy that guy has been.
Yeah, and here's the crazy thing. I took some friends over to introduce them to Corey. They're going down to Cedro Sport Fishing, and I said, hey, set him up with some Viejos, which is my favorite, the 5-inch Viejo. And Corey says, Pete, I'm pretty much sold out. This was Sunday, right? And it was like, you're kidding me. You had piles of them. And he goes, it's been a busy show.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, but I'm sure he's pouring away like
no doubt. That's what Corey does.
You'll have him at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, I'm sure.
We're lucky that we have a really good relationship with Corey. He's one of our best buds. You know, we've been in business and been friends for a really long time. Brandon, who works in our shop, that's his personal fishing. They're going to El Salto and coming up here on a trip, and we've got a lot of baits. Yeah, we've got a lot of Corey's baits, but you know, again, they always get gobbled up because they are the most popular. We carry a lot of brands of hand poured swim baits, but the MCs are overwhelmingly our most popular, and we've got lots. But yes, they always ebb and flow. He's a busy guy.
Yes, indeed. But he'll be here on Let's Talk Hookup here for the next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday. So be sure to tune in on that. Bart Hall, good morning.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bart.
I bet you Corey is a busy guy. My goodness. Can you imagine?
Indeed.
Well, you know, I just wanted to call in because that gentleman called a few minutes ago about his children. And as it turns out, even though I'm not bringing my children, I am bringing two of my grandchildren this year.
Oh,
very cool.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I know exactly. We're going to bring, they got those fancy snorkels they got. I think I got them at Costco. The brand new ones, you know, the full face ones with the thing over that goes up over your head. And they're going to bring those, and I guarantee you one. And we're going to bring some very light bass tackle. And what I guarantee you, they'll spend most of their time, if they're not on the boat, snorkeling in the water and walking down the beach, casting and catching fish from the shore. So for that gentleman, there's no shortage of things to do down there, especially if you're young and can move. You know, you can just walk down that beach and pick up seashells, you know. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's indeed.
You know,
it's
really safe for the kids.
Way
you know,
safer
really
than going to Cabo with the kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, they,
oh, God, it's much safer.
Yeah, the water. And the water in particular. Over in Cabo, you really have to be careful. It's a real drop-off at the beach, and those waves just crush up against it. And you don't even have to be in the water. All you have to do is be walking along the beach, and a rogue wave will sweep you out.
Yeah.
And I actually, when I first went down there, I was out off of Solmar on the outside of the point of the arches there, and we were body surfing, and then we tried to come in, and We couldn't get up the beach. We could not get out. So we ended up swimming all the way around the arches, and we got picked up by a glass-bottom boat, and they brought us in. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah,
you have
it's
to be
dangerous
careful.
In the water there, no doubt about it. Well, Bart.
Well, of course, you've got the Hobie kayaks, too. You know?
Yeah, I mean, brand new ones.
Spend hours on those.
Yeah, when are you going, Bart?
March 11th. May 11th.
Coming up in about a month. Well, have a great time and appreciate it. It's certainly a very special place to all of us.
We'll see you down there, Bart.
I'm looking forward to it, Charles.
Okay, amigo.
Really looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot for
see
the
buddy.
Call.
Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed. Every single line except one toll-free number. If you want the last line open, it's 877-792-1090. Not only your chance to talk to John Ireland, but also your chance to win the brand-new Maui Jim Local Kind sunglasses with that brand-new green mirror lens.
Love those.
Yeah,
They're
that is cool.
For the water,
you got,
for sure.
You got me fired up
Oh,
now.
Yeah, you want to get one.
That'll be my next pair for sure. All right, let's jump back into them. Gabe and Carson City, Nevada's on the line. What's up, Gabe? Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Just enjoying my Sunday morning listening to you guys on the app. This is one of my favorite shows. Love having John on and hearing all the wonderful stories that of the past and the current visitors. And one of the things that I think that I would really try to encourage John is to think about writing a book. All the people that you've known, the blessings you've talked about, the people that you know, all those are fascinating stories, and all of us would truly enjoy having a copy of that.
Thanks,
That's
Gabe.
A great call.
You know,
nice.
you can't make this stuff up. With the wildest imagination you have, you cannot make stuff up.
Doing
stuff
business
that
in Mexico
happened.
Is always a challenge.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
You could probably write volumes just about
sure.
that. Right?
And I have so many stories. That you're right, Gabe, for sure. By the way, my mom's from Winnemucca. She was born in Winnemucca, right up by you.
That's cool.
Very nice. Well, Gabe, thanks for tuning in to us.
I was just going to say thanks a lot.
All right. Appreciate that.
Cool. Appreciate it, Gabe.
That's a good idea. Right, you can even get a ghostwriter.
Yeah. I would have to.
Yeah, why not? Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. I think from stories about starting it out with the Rolling Stones in the 80s.
Just from day one, yeah.
Yeah,
it's been quite a story.
Quite the adventure, for sure. And Gabe, thanks for listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Of course, Let's Talk Hookup app, if you have not downloaded the Let's Talk Hookup app, whether you're in the Mighty 1090 range or not, download that app. It's great. You can listen to archives. Like if you missed part of this show and you want to go revisit it, all those archives are up there right after the show at your leisure. Because it's listened anywhere on your device, on your mobile device, either your Apple or Google Play device, your Android device. Just download it. It's free. It's easy. It's one of the most simple apps you'll ever use, the Let's Talk Hookup app. A very good way to either listen live to Let's Talk Hookup or to our archive podcast, for sure.
You got it. Hey, well, we got a first-time caller on the line. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. That's the case with Brandon, calling us from Palos Verde this morning. Good morning, Brandon. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Brandon.
Just a quick question. I'm actually going to Rancho Leonero in end of August. I'm bringing a couple buddies, and I've been there twice, but it's been about 10 years. I was curious, you know, has there been any major improvements or just, you know, anything new to talk about?
Yeah, in the last 10 years, there really has. We have bigger air conditioners. They're splits. The bed, we have new beds. I pay $1,100 for each one of those beds. They're killer, yeah. Serta pillow tops. We've all the bathrooms over the past 2 years, all the bathrooms we've, actually over the past 3 years, all the bathrooms have been redone, remodeled. Gosh, I go on and on.
The kitchen.
The kitchen.
State of the art.
Yeah. And,
the bar.
The gym. The boats.
Yeah, the bar is done in that amount of time.
Yeah. Everything's been done in the last 10 years. And like I said, we haven't changed it. We've just improved it. And it's much nicer. It's, you know, the ambiance is that you're camping out. You know how food always tastes better and everything when you're camping out. And you have that ambiance, that feeling, but you really don't give up anything.
But then you go inside and you have a pillow top and a, you know, and everything else.
Yeah, and our linens and all that are top flight. We have 600 count sheets on the bed and stuff that you don't see. We've got a big professional commercial laundry in there because we're out in the middle of the boonies and nobody will service us. But that gave us the ability to have nice big fluffy towels and nice sheets and everything else. So It has improved a lot from the old days. I look back and it's a lot less Spartan than it used to be.
At the end of August, you're going to be appreciating those new split layers.
You will, Brandon. Yeah. I'll see you down there, Brandon.
Yeah,
for sure.
Cool. Great. Have a great trip, Brandon. Thanks a lot for the call this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the thing about Rancho Llanero is you've done modernization, lots of great improvements, made a lot more creature comforts, but the whole feel of the place has never changed.
Yeah, and
that's
never
what
will.
You've been a stickler to.
Old style.
Yeah.
I've always liked that you said, too, you know, the food has to be good because you eat it every day. And that's the case. I mean, you don't go down there to the ranch. It's very rare that you ever go down in the afternoon and have a cerveza, and John's not sitting there telling story and having a good time. And
it's
your home.
It's
what
my
you
kitchen.
Do. Yeah,
it's my kitchen.
It's great.
And you can consider that it repeats every week, you know. So I'm the biggest critic going, you know, and I am eating in there all the time. So the food is good. The food is very good.
No doubt about it. All right. Well, there it is, thefishdope.com. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide report, Ricky.
It is time. Today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, that awesome smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. It's all at the convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. On the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey guys, good morning. What a week of fishing. Here
right.
we go.
Holy it's mackerel, on, man. It's on.
Everybody, we waited till after the show, thank goodness. And the bluefin, yellowtail, rockfish, bass, bonita, white sea bass, live squid, you name it, it's happening. I don't know where exactly to tell you to go. Because anywhere you seem to go right now, there's some stuff biting. Look at what's going on down the line there. Oh, my gosh. Here comes that bluefin. Everybody's all wound up. They've been waiting for the bluefin, and here it comes. It's on its way, and boats are catching them. And who knows what's going to happen here in our waters soon. But then there's that phenomenal amount of yellowtail down there at the Coronados just below the islands again. You look at those guys' pictures of their pedometers. Oh, my gosh. That volume of fish that was there last year seems to show up right on time. And we're on our way to some phenomenal fishing here, Yang. And then as far as rockfish fishing goes, my gosh, from the Channel Islands all the way down to San Diego, the guys have just been wailing on those rockfish. It's been very, very good fishing. The weather this week is looking kind of iffy on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're looking at a phenomenal amount of wind, guys, so be careful on the water. If you're thinking about going out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you might second.
And Friday,
think
too.
Think about that
Friday's
again.
Friday's not
Friday too.
Either, yeah.
Good time sure. to get your reels re-spooled yep. if you didn't. Go to see Rick, get some tackle, do something this week, get your boat all cleaned up because – it's ready and it's happening, so
it's here.
That's all I got to say this week.
Good time to shoot a tackle video for your saltwater guide.
Boy, you've been busy doing a lot of videos for your saltwater guide, haven't you?
Well, I've been having so many requests for all the different things, and then you know we were at the Fred Hall show, and so many people talked to me there. I did 22 seminars in 2 weeks there. I heard a lot of people asking for a lot of different stuff, so I shot as much as I possibly could this week, got as many videos as I could get up there, and then hopefully this week, with all this weather, we're going to come down to see Ricky and do some videos down there at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
That sounds good, buddy. Well,
yeah,
we'll look.
Of course, you'll be at Day at the Docks also next Sunday, 1 week from today, doing a seminar is it 10 a.m.?
Yeah, 10 a.m. Can you believe that? They're going to let me speak there.
Yeah.
Hold on.
No, that's cool. And then, of course, celebrating your dad's 85th birthday that same day.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be busy again on Sunday. I get to speak at my dad's birthday party, too. That's going to be fun.
Ah,
85 years old.
Yeah. Congratulations, Don. That's fantastic for sure. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have had all that information up there from white sea bass in La Jolla, yellowtail down to the Coronados, white sea bass at Catalina Island, and more bluefin tuna. Fishdope.com is your source for the best information. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 off code. You got to have fishdope.com. And you got to have yoursaltwaterguide.com. How do we get that?
All right, guys. Well, like Pete and Rick and I were just talking about, we've added a whole bunch of new videos. Not to say that there isn't a bunch of videos on there, but now there's well over 100. And it all pertains to what you do in Southern California as far as fishing goes. I work closely with Jason and Ali. It is not Fish Dope, but it's what to do once you get the information from Fish Dope, how to pinpoint to catch those fish better than anyone. So go to my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check it out. There's something on there for every single person.
Indeed. Good call, buddy. Well, great job, Dave. We appreciate the info, as always. Appreciate the website. And we'll look forward to talking to you next weekend and seeing you at Day at the Docks.
All right, guys. I'll see you next Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon, Rick.
See you, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. Phones are packed. The only line available right now, 858-457-1090. You have a chance to talk to Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and win the newest pair of sunglasses, the newest style, the local kind, which are awesome.
Excited,
it's
man.
It's that new Maui Green, which is a green mirror. It's on the water. Exceptional. Check it out. 858-457-1090. Open right now.
Matt in Newport Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, good morning, guys. So my question, John, I'm going to be down near Todos Santos for most of June and July with family and stuff. Because I'm a procrastinator, I may want to wait till, you know, just about time. How busy is midweek in June and July? Can I make a last-minute reservation, or do I really need to order soon?
You know, June in particular. Both June, May, June, and July are really popular months, and October as well. You're really better off to call ahead of time. Normally, we have there will be a couple rooms available. And
especially midweek, right?
Especially,
early in the week.
Especially midweek, yeah. We tend to fill up Wednesday, Thursday through Sunday. So midweek really works for you. And there's a phone number. You can call, what I'd suggest doing, if you're unsure about when you're going to come, is call our office here in the United States before you go down, and they'll give you the number, direct number of our office there down in Mexico. And then just call over directly and ask them what the occupancy is. And normally we can fit you in, and that's not a problem. It's worth coming across. You know, Todos Santos is exactly juxtaposed from us. On the peninsula, on the Pacific side.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, exactly across the way.
And how far a drive is that?
It's a long drive.
Because you have to go around.
Yeah.
You can't go over, unless you want to hike the mountain.
Yeah, it's
right?
Not a straight shot.
It's actually quicker going towards La Paz and cutting off and coming around than it is going to Cabo San Lucas. But it's a good hour and a half, two-hour drive to come over to us. And but it's interesting because they're so different.
No doubt.
Completely
because the crow flies, it's only like 30 miles, right?
Yep, just about 30 miles.
Is it really? Is that
how
it is?
The top. Yeah, and it's just right across the peninsula on the other side, but completely different weather.
I just didn't know that. It's really cool.
Yeah, that whole peninsula is interesting, one side to the other.
Yeah.
You know, one side the weather can be foul, and the other side will be beautiful and perfect, and vice versa.
You've always said, like, during storms and things, like, the best thing you've ever had are those big giant mountains that got your back. They suck up everything, and they push weather away. And
they've saved our bacon a couple of times. It pushes and keeps the storms over in the Pacific. Now, no offense to Todos Santos, but, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, so, yeah, June is probably your most popular month.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly is. In fact, we're pretty much full for June already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's rooms.
Spots.
Finished first, spots.
But, yeah, you know, maybe get a heads up, call the office here, talk to Pam in the office there, and get a kind of lowdown of what's available.
She
can give you a general idea. And then
yeah, I could give you the local number now. It's 624-1410216.
One more time.
624-1410216.
And that gives you the Rancho Leonero front desk.
Yeah, the front desk. At the hotel. At the hotel.
And they'd know what's available.
And you can just punch those numbers in normally with your American phone, too, and it'll bounce right over there.
Yeah, but it's always best to call the 800 number to book here.
Right, yeah, if you can do that. And if you know your dates, but that's an option for you, you can do last minute with the local number.
Down from
Total Cool.
Hey, have a great trip. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Sure, Matt. Thank you.
All right, let's jump back in. Chuck and Dana Point's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Happy Sunday. Great show.
Thanks.
You know,
thanks,
John, your place is like the non-Vegas fishing spot.
Totally.
I need a pillow top and a barbecue and a nice fleet. That's all I need.
Yeah.
You know, who needs all that nightlife that Yeah, and it's going to take away from your fishing day. You wake up with a hangover or whatever.
Well, people,
I just want to go out and fish.
People manage to pack it in. People manage to pack it in during the day. You know, it's not a late night place. We roll up to sidewalks pretty much 9:30 or 10, but everybody makes up for it in the afternoon. Everybody has a good time, and it's not Vegas by design. It's old style for sure.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, that's the way we go down there for it.
That's
right. Shout out to Rick and Marcus. Marcus grew up as a deckhand down here. He ain't gonna miss a beat. And when are you guys coming down to Dana Wharf? I hear you guys gonna have a show down there.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna be there May 18th, live at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Saturday, May 18th. Sponsored by the Sport Fishing Association of California. So come on down, Chuck.
Just
we'll
a few weeks away now.
Yeah, I know. It's going fast, isn't it? Thanks a lot for the call this
morning.
Thanks,
Chuck.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Rob. Rob's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Rob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I had a question for John. You guys mentioned that you had waters on the inland and stuff when that you could go motoring up to on the four-wheelers or three-wheelers or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if there's any fishing up in there.
Not up inside, you know. Way up, there's some lakes way up high that are pretty inaccessible for us that there are fish in, but no. We're pretty
it's
much
saltwater. It's not like mainland Mexico
where there's saltwater.
Giant, huge lakes, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I was curious
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, it's a good question.
The waterfall is such a unique, you know, drive with the ATV. It's plenty easy to get to, but it would blow you away, especially if you were there on a time with some warmer weather. You know, when you'd be standing on the beach or when you get inland a little ways, it's hot and tropical, and you wouldn't believe when you're going up this desert wash that at the beginning is just dusty and dry that you could continue back to have lush jungle and a true waterfall. Like it just doesn't it's crazy that, you know, that it seems like such an extreme difference in such a short trip with an ATV.
You think King Kong would be living
seriously
up there.
Yeah.
It's really jungly and the difference between the beach and the lower beach, because it's semi-arid down below, and then the mountains collect a lot of water, so it's jungle up there.
And especially in the fall,
October
after the rainy season. Oh, my goodness.
Well, this season in particular, last couple of years, we've had a lot of rain, and so it's much greener than normal even now.
Yeah.
And it's as green as last year was as green and beautiful as I can recall down there.
And, yeah. And you talked about Santiago, which is not far from the ranch. What is it, about an hour drive from the ranch?
No, it's about half an hour. Yeah.
And then there's actually a beautiful set of pools with a waterfall up above Santiago that you can drive a car to and then hike down to.
Exactly. Yeah, there's that. And then there's waterfalls as well that you can get up to on the ATVs down below.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on how much rain we get that time of year. But these last couple of years, it's so much water. Even on those washes, you know, there's about... on most of the washers, there's maybe a quarter of an inch, half an inch of water in there, which just makes it so much fun in those quads.
Oh, yeah.
You get in there and do donuts and, you know.
And even if you're not a, you know, motorcycle quad type rider now with those side-by-side, you know, ATVs, it's just like driving a car, you know, but you're very comfortable and they go anywhere and super easy. So if you're not a, you know, guy that fancies himself a motorcycle rider, you just get one of those side-by-side, you hop in the thing and push the pedal and go, no shifting, no nothing, and they go everywhere and over any terrain.
They really do. They actually go better than the ATVs. On the beach, they rule on the beach. I've got a Rhino, and I've never put it in four-wheel drive because it rules. It goes anywhere. They have a lot of power.
We're supposed to be talking about fishing, guys.
I know, but I'm telling you, man, I love it. You know, grow down the beach, throw a couple of cervezas in the back, have a nice lunch somewhere. It's a good time. Lots of stuff in the ranch.
And rather than front and back, you get someone sitting next to you so you can have a conversation. Little pickup bed in the back. They're just cool.
Yeah, we're just trying to give you an idea of all the different things
to
do down the ranch. Scuba diving, snorkeling, ATVs. Oh, and then fishing.
Yeah,
But
that's surf fishing, inshore fishing, offshore fishing, tuna fishing, marlin fishing. Yeah,
all kinds
of
fishing.
It's so cool, man.
Yeah,
I love
for
it.
For sure. It's an amazing place. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, we've been talking about it all morning. Next Sunday, 1 week from today, a big event down at the San Diego Landings, and it's Day at the Docks, and we have Catherine Miller on the line. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Good morning.
Great event. And how many years is this now?
The 40th year.
This is going to be the 40th year for
Day
at the Docks. Unbelievable. So tell us about some of the events that are going to happen at Day at the Docks next Sunday.
Well, there's lots going on. So let's start with fishing seminars. We've got some great speakers out this time around. We've got some interesting things coming out from NOAA, talking about bluefin and albacore and what the story is about where they might be. They've got some interesting perspectives on that. We've got Steve Carson coming in with Penn University doing a couple seminars on fishing techniques, and he's really entertaining as well as informative.
Oh, that's great. He's fantastic. Does an awesome seminar.
We just talked to Dave Hansen on the line. Dave Hansen's going to be doing a seminar, and he's always very colorful and entertaining.
He's starting the day out at 10 o'clock on the main stage, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Great.
So
one.
The full schedule's going to be published at least by tomorrow morning on our website at sportfishing.org so people can plan their day.
Great.
So in addition to the fishing seminars, we've got some incredible cooking demos.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So Chef Bob Cox is going to do something on crispy open-face fish sandwiches with avocado vinaigrette salsa.
Wow.
Nice. Right on.
Really good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lori Heath is coming in and doing a yellowtail pasta with capers. And to top that off, she caught the yellowtail yesterday.
Nice.
How cool is that?
She has a photo of it. It's a 30-pound yellowtail.
Wow.
Caught it on the Liberty. Oh, my goodness.
Sweet. That's fantastic. Then, of course, the kids fishing program is also one of the highlights of the place, right?
There's three fishing areas for kids, assisted by San Diego Rod and Reel Club and San Diego Anglers. These fishing areas have been stocked with mackerel by Irvingham Brothers Bait Company. So that gets... It's amazing. It's a good place for a kid to catch his first fish.
Fantastic.
In fact, Justin Fleck caught his first fish there when he was 3 years old.
How about that?
That's such a cool
Justin
story.
Fleck. Yeah, that is an amazing story. Now, also boat rides, very inexpensive boat rides. You want to take a San Diego Bay Cruise? Day at the Docks has it.
From all three landings, so Bay Cruise is leaving all day long. It's $3 just to cover some of the cost of fuel. But it's a great way to see San Diego Bay from the water side.
No doubt. So many different things going on. We started off with a live broadcast, 7 to 9 a.m., right there in front of Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Of course, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has a great sale going on, both inside and outside the store, right?
We roll out the red carpet. And, you know, this is for guys looking for deals. This is it. Like, this is our last opportunity at a show-style scenario. So things that were overstocked and we need to make room for next year, like, this is the time where we blow everything out. So it's a great opportunity. We have sales both outside the booth, you know, outside in a booth with everything else, and then both inside the store. We're really looking forward to it. It's a great day, and we love Day at the Docks. It's our day. It's where we celebrate sport fishing at the San Diego Landings.
Yeah, and it's one of the big fundraisers for Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, the Captain Rallo's program. A lot going on with the tackle sale and all the different things that at Captain Rallo's.
Yeah, all of the used tackle that gets donated throughout the entire year gets sold at Day at the Docks. An awesome opportunity to purchase some used fishing gear, and then every dollar you spend is going to take more kids fishing.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? That's great.
It's such a great event. And how do we park? I know it's a busy day. What's the story on parking?
It's easy. You park on Shelter Island, and there'll be shuttles running all day long from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Shelter Island.
Okay. And
parking is free.
Free shuttles? How do you find the shuttle spots? Will they be marked?
All the signs, and with these big double-decker red buses will be coming around, picking you up and taking you to the landing.
Can't miss them, that's for sure. Well, Catherine, Day at the Docks, 40th anniversary, congratulations, amazing event. 1 week from today, next Sunday, event, of course, kicks off. Our broadcast starts 7 to 9 a.m., and then the actual event starts, is it 9 a.m.?
9 a.m.
All right, Catherine. Well, thanks for joining us here, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Sunday.
Thank you very much. Talk to you then.
Talk to you then.
Great job. I can't wait. It's going to be a great time. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, and more with John Ireland. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to John. We did have a line drop during the break, so you got one last shot to get through at 858-457-1090.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Jim? Jim's got us from National City this morning. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim.
Still as usual. My question for John today is on bringing money down there. Do I bring pesos or American dollars?
Dollars. Bring dollars down. Okay. Everything is in dollars. And people don't bring enough cash with them. And you really need the cash for bait and tips. Those are the two big items that everybody always runs out of.
There's no cash machine at Rancho.
No, we don't have an ATM machine. And it's just not available to us in Mexico, unfortunately.
It's a good point because all of us get so reliant on just swiping a card when you're at home that you forget that you need, it just goes.
It's hard for us because at the front desk, people want to come up with their credit card and get cash. And it's not about the 2 or 3% that the credit card company gets. Unfortunately, the Mexican government, if you give us your card and we give you $200, the Mexican government wants to charge us income tax on the $200. And so it makes it impossible for us. It makes it impossible for us. We just can't do it. And it's the one big problem that we have at the ranch. Bring cash with you. And in dollars is fine. And if you want to go into town, we'll convert the dollars to pesos if you want to go pesos down there.
Yeah.
Good call. Again, right. though, yet another check on making life easy. Dollar bills are fine. It's just everything about it. The flights are easy. The pickup's easy. The ride's easy. When you're there, it's just everything about it is
but
nice.
But tips, bait, that kind of thing you need, that's what you need cash for.
This is all boat-related stuff normally.
Right.
You know, tips and tips for your boat guys and then bait as well. And,
yeah.
And if you want to tip cash to the employees as well.
What would you say is an appropriate amount of money to plan on for bait when you go down there? Like, what's the average guy spending?
You know, you can't have too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You spend all this money coming down, and then you're going to fish 2 or 3 days, and then people, it never fails to amaze me, they want to spend $10, $20 on bait. Me, I spend $30, $40, $50 on bait every time I go out.
All you can.
You can't have too much.
Yeah, totally.
You can't, because you'll chum with it if you have
too, I agree.
If you have extra, and it's just, it really makes it.
And
buy
Ballyhoo, buy live, buy, you know.
If you're fishing on a Pongo, what do you tip the guide?
Boy, it's gone up over the years, you know. A $50 tip is not unusual.
Yeah.
$100 tips are not unusual.
Yeah.
You know, it's
but $50 would be appropriate if you really have a great day. You give
for a
more.
Super Pongo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then as far as the bar and the staff, I usually use like $15 to $20.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
I usually use that restaurant guide.
Take care of them just like you would in the United States on a percentage basis. It used to be down there that we would their tip was included in the overall prices. Once again, the government's intervened. We're not allowed to do that anymore. So all their tips are direct from our guests that they receive. So, but you know, some things have changed. The service is actually better when the tips are directly and everything. The guys are more aware and they seem to do a better job. So that's worked out well. And actually they get more tips now direct than they did when tips were included. So
yeah, for sure.
That's worked.
Hey,
bring cash.
Good question, Jim.
Great
question.
That's a really good call.
Absolutely.
All right.
Great question. Thank you, Jim.
Well, phones are packed solid. How about next up we talk to Mo, who's calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Mo. Welcome to the show.
All right. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Mo.
Two questions, one for John and one for Pete. I was wondering, John, do you certify people to scuba dive at your place?
No, we don't. We had that available in the past. We have a resort course that you can use if you're not certified. And what we do is we check out and make sure that you're comfortable in the water in the pool, and then we'll send you out. Otherwise, we don't do certification anymore.
But are there any of the couple Pulmo guys that are doing certification down there?
You know, I'm sure some of the operators are down there. The problem with a complete certification is it's going to take at least a week, you know. We used to do them an accelerated certification program that took 3 or 4 days. And it's interesting how it's changed now. You know, Pulmo Reef, when you and I were going down, we could go anytime we want on our own boats. And now you have to make a reservation for the different spots. I mean,
very regulated.
And they're very, very regulated. Specific boats can go out, and they're extremely busy down there. There's four operators down there, dive operators. And I just don't know that they have the time to do the certification, to be honest with you.
Right.
They're going out all day long. They're bussing them over from Cabo on a huge basis.
Yeah.
That reef, that park is unique and awesome.
Yeah.
A really, really special spot. And everybody knows it. The word's getting out. So,
indeed.
Sorry about the certification. That's, you know, the YMCA up here offers it. There's a lot of great dive shops. And the dive shops do it for free. If you buy your equipment from them, that's what they're in business for.
Yeah, they want it. They want
it. It's easy to do up
there. That's a good call.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you, Mo.
How about Paco in Anaheim calling us next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning.
Hi, John.
Hello, Paco.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, amigo.
Ah, remember me?
Of course, there's only one Paco in the world.
I know mucho Pacos.
I remember John Lyon. I passed by from Palmas de Cortez around where you bought the property a long time ago.
A long time ago. Mucho.
Wow. Yeah, muchos años atrás, ¿te acuerdas?
I'm not sure, Paco, but like I say, mucho Pacos. Come by and visit this year.
Yeah, for sure. Lots of stories over the years.
Hi to you and congratulations for your property. Because last time when I was down in Baja, I was in La Paz, and I said John Allen owner.
That's me.
That's cool.
Said, oh,
that's me.
It's been a while. Pete and Rick, I know them since last time they came to Longfin.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
you work with Tom Ward?
I know he's. I know Chucky. Yeah. I came in 2009.
Oh, Chucky.
Yeah, okay.
That's cool.
All right. Very good, Paco. Well, thanks a lot for the call, and nice to reminisce. When did you start down there again?
I opened the hotel in 86.
86. That's cool. There's a lot of. A lot of time between now and then that's been
gone. Yeah, a lot of changes. Long time there. Mucho Paco.
Yeah, mucho
that's
Paco.
That's cool.
Indeed.
Thanks, Paco.
Thanks, Paco.
Thank you, Paco.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mike calling from Rosemead. What's up, Mike? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone. John, you said the reef goes about a mile south and north of your resort, and can you do any surf fishing beyond that point? And if there's any rooster fish... to target, what time is the month of the year?
Well, they started now. The rooster fish started now. I brought some pictures in
this
from yesterday.
This is kind of the year, right?
Showing us pictures of
nice
big ones
yesterday. A 30 and a 40-pounder release that they sent me photos of. So they're starting to bang right now, and it'll do nothing but get better. By the time Let's Talk Hookup Tournament comes on around in June, there'll be some
Should whopper. Be prime time.
And we get, hundreds over 50 pounds, hundreds released. And then we'll get the occasional 90, 100-pounder.
Look at that one Bart Hall caught.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, how big was that one?
Honestly, over 50 of those. It's the rooster fishing is just flat incredible. It really, really
is. Probably the best place on earth.
I think so.
Yeah.
And you're asking, it doesn't, all the beaches, it just depends on where they're feeding. All the beaches up and down and the reef, they're not necessarily on the reef, but the reef's a really good spot. The reef holds bait fish, and they're big feeders. They're really cool to watch. In shallow water, you see a 80-pound fish in about 2 or 3 feet of water ripping about 30 miles an hour with that plume up feeding. It's awesome.
With all the stories and all the fishing Dad and I got to do over the years together, without question, his favorite day of fishing, he and I ever, was during the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament fishing roosters. We had one of those magical days where every bait in the tank was a bite, and you know he had a 70-pounder, and like you could have asked him 20 years in a row, like her single favorite day of fishing together was that day for
that
sure.
Day,
like
Rachel
that was his, yeah, that was his favorite spot and awesome fish, and yeah, I'll never forget it. There's nothing like fishing those things on the beach. It's so picturesque, and
because you're literally on the beach.
You are, right? And it's white sand and crystal clear water, and you see everyone.
Visual.
You know, even when your bait swims down a ways, those roosters chase the bait up to the surface, and you know you're going to get a bite before you see it. Next thing you know, that big comb is out of the water, snaking behind you. It's just, it gives me goosebumps. It's the coolest.
They're an aggressive fish, too. You watch them, and I've caught rooster fish that are not as big as the Rapala I was dragging. They'll attack anything. They're the coolest fish going in. We'll be sitting at the dining room, you know, and everybody will be out on the patio having dinner, and they'll start feeding in front, and all of a sudden the dining room clears out.
Yeah.
Everybody's running to catch
one of my favorite moments at I've got a lot of great moments at Rancho Leonero fishing, but one of my favorites was catching a 30-pound rooster from the beach.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Jerry Barnes Webb.
So cool.
We have a photo of you on the website.
And that can be done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they live.
Yep.
Right, and that was
right up
within a mile of the ranch.
Yeah,
that was right there,
so
right down the beach from the ranch. But the rooster fish are, for a catch and release fish, are some of the most fun and most aggressive fish you can.
They're rare fish, you know.
Yeah.
There's very few spots in the world that have them, and we have the biggest in the world, absolutely. Yeah. And the thing about them is the meat is foul. So they're not a keeper. They're an easy fish to release because they're not good to eat.
Too strong tasting. They're all muscle.
But you know what's funny about fishing at the ranch is, you know, rooster fish is one thing, and everybody wants to go catch tuna and dorado and wahoo, but there's so much
inside
fish
totally.
Like amberjack, pargo. What are some of those?
All the cabrilla and
pompano that are delicious eating.
Yeah,
Sierra, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Like Bart, you know, Bart and the gang, they don't fish outside. They stay inside
so
the whole time. And sometimes when the pelagics aren't biting, the bottom fish are always
better. Oh, yeah, they're always there.
Guaranteed, so it's a real great
fall. You talk about great yo-yo fishing, fishing with the flat fall jigs.
Yeah,
my goodness.
The most abundant thing there, those white trigger fish, that's probably the best ceviche in the whole world.
Yeah.
And they'll pull your arms off. You can do that all day long.
As many as you want. They're great for the kids. You know, bring down little hooks, you know.
Yeah.
Smaller the hook, the more you catch.
John told me that years ago, all those reef fish have such small mouths, and you're so right. You bring small hooks and like a little pack of gulp, you'll stay busy until you run out of it, you know, and you'll catch every type of miscellaneous fish you could ever imagine.
Like how small?
Just small, you know, number eights and number sixes. And John was telling me all the way down to little trout
size
hooks.
The trout hooks with the you hook up the egg?
Yeah.
No, not even trebles. Those really tiny ones. There's big fish on the reef with little mouths.
Yeah.
And you catch as many as you want. I used to take my daughter, Jeannie, out, and I would give her a nickel for each fish she caught. Big mistake, you know. I could not keep up tying hooks and
so cool.
Yeah, there's many, and for the kids, awesome.
Yeah, nothing better.
They,
great.
If you want to introduce them to fishing, they're going to get a lot of action and get good results for sure.
That's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thank you, Mike.
Morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including finding out who's got those brand new Maui gyms. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our 2019 trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of those brand new Maui Jim local kind glasses, that's going to Brandon in Rancho Palos Verdes. Brandon, congratulations. You're the first kid in the new block.
You're
going to
love them,
man. Yeah, I'm
jealous.
They're
pretty awesome.
I know,
and
I don't have a pair.
Are you going to get them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle soon?
I didn't even know that was a thing. I'm pumped up. Yeah,
I know they've got them at Dana Landing right
I'll
now.
Yeah, I'll make sure.
But
that's
it
great.
Is a local kind, great frame, and that new Maui Green is awesome.
I can't wait.
Check them out for sure. John Ireland, place that is awesome is Rancho Leonero. Can't wait for our tournament in early June. I wish I was going tomorrow.
Well, you're going to be going soon enough.
Yeah, for sure.
In June, and great month, and looks like it's going to be a busy season. We're really looking forward to it, and we've done a lot of work on the hotel. Everybody will be impressed.
Yeah.
I might mention we now have food in the afternoons, something we didn't have.
Cool.
We have snacks available, and good snacks. We've
got
wings and hamburgers and hot dogs and ceviche and sushi when fish are available.
Oh, man.
Sushimi, yeah. So
it's paradise.
No doubt.
It is. And we're working hard on it. We're very proud of it. It's our home, and we've got great employees and a great spot. There's no better spot in the world.
It truly is. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip, it's been a busy winter season, spring season. You need to get in there, right?
It looks like it's going to be a really busy year, and we're filling up fast. 800-646-2252 or rancholandarrow.com.
Yeah, and, of course, I talked to Pam or one of the ladies, lovely ladies in the office, and they'll take care of you, and it's easy. It's an easy place to go to. You book your own airfare. They'll assist you with that. They'll book the transfers for you. Everything is turnkey at Rancho.
Exactly. And we also arrange for rental cars now with National Car Rental.
Oh, okay.
Where we get cars for $40 or less a day up with
the
insurance and everything included.
Nice.
Yeah, and that gives you the ability once you come. You can come back and forth. Go anywhere you want to go and really see the area.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's cool. That's a reasonable deal. Well, thanks, John. Appreciate it. And thanks for all the many years of support. Looking forward to many, many more with Rancho Leonero. And we'll look forward to having you next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Rock Cod Rick and Corey Sandin will be hosting the show with Captain Jamie Thinnes from Season Sport Fishing. Going to be a great show. And then Corey and myself will be live at Day at the Docks. Who knows what will be our guest next week? It could be anybody. Yeah. Lots of people to draw
That's
from.
That's always
Day
so much fun.
It's going to be a fun. Thanks to Adam for all he does with our app, our amazing Let's Talk Hookup app, and also our website and such. So thanks to Adam for all he does, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.